This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. If Ukraine is responsible for a Tuesday drone attack in Moscow, it should not expect a public endorsement from the U.S. government. The story from VOA's Steve Herman.
Russia is claiming it shot down 8 Ukrainian drones that were part of what it calls a terrorist attack on Moscow early Tuesday. It is unclear how many drones were involved, and there are reports that several buildings in the Russian capital were struck. Ukraine denies responsibility. Asked whether the United States welcomes such operations, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre replied,
"We do not support attacks inside of Russia, period. We've been very clear about that. That's been a general matter that you have heard from us over and over again this past several months."
The press secretary added the U.S. government is still gathering facts about the attack and does not have confirmation as to who carried it out. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. military aid package for Ukraine that is expected to be announced this week will total up to $300 million and include additional munitions for drones. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The aid greatly resembles other recent U.S. packages, which have focused on providing Ukraine more ammunition for the weapon systems it has and helping it prepare for a counteroffensive to push back against Russian gains over the past year. Ukrainian officials have not formally announced the launch of a much-anticipated counteroffensive, although some say the pace of attacks suggests that it's already underway.
That's AP's Lisa Dwyer reporting. The UN nuclear chief says the world is fortunate a nuclear accident has not happened in Ukraine and is asking Moscow and Kyiv to commit to preventing an attack on Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia and make other pledges to avoid the danger of catastrophic accident. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is hunting for votes for the debt ceiling and budget deal he negotiated with U.S. President Joe Biden, a bill conservatives are blasting for not having enough spending cuts. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting.
Some Republicans, like Oklahoma's Tom Cole, say the bill does the job by avoiding a debt default.
And we will achieve real reductions in spending while doing so.
But the hard right House Freedom Caucus and Chairman Scott Perry say there aren't nearly enough.
And we will do everything in our power to stop it.
With some conservatives warning of potentially trying to oust McCarthy.
I'm not sure what everybody wanted. We couldn't get everything we wanted.
He needs two-thirds of Republicans to approve the bill here at the White House.
This compromise agreement is reasonable for both sides.
Budget Chief Shalonda Young says the discussion now should be about getting the bill to President, not about which party won.
The American people came out ahead.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
In a report to the UN Security Council earlier this month, the experts monitoring the arms embargo and a travel ban and asset freeze on targeted individuals said South Sudan is facing violent clashes and increasing disillusionment and frustration as it struggles to implement the most challenging provisions of a fragile 2018 power-sharing agreement. The divided UN Security Council extended the arms embargo on South Sudan Tuesday over protests from the world's newest nation and abstention from Russia, China, and the Council's three African nations sympathetic to its demands that sanctions be lifted. South Korea said its attempts to put the country's first spy satellite into orbit has failed. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, sudden alerts in South Korea jolted its normally unbothered residents.
Sirens blaring on the streets of Seoul just after 6:30 on a Wednesday morning. Many residents received a wartime alert saying they should prepare the elderly and young to take shelter. Minutes later, a second message appeared on phones saying the warning was sent in error. The warnings were prompted by a North Korean satellite launch, which headed south before crashing into the sea well off the coast. Even for Seoul residents, who routinely deal with North Korean launches, the incident was startling. It is extremely rare for North Korean missiles to disrupt life in South Korea. That's partly because there are so many launches, about 100 since last year.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo reporting. For the first time in Syria's 12-year war, people in every district are experiencing some degree of humanitarian stress, and a staggering 15.3 million. I'm Tommy.